In April of 2018, Kenneth Ross Jr., a 25-year-old man from Gardena in Los Angeles, was shot in the back by police officer Michael Robbins. Ross's family says that he was unarmed when he was killed. Ross is one of dozens of Black Americans killed at the hands of police, sparking nationwide outrage and calls for police reform. One of those calls for reform is to make it easier to remove the badge from the officers behind such fatal shootings. The Kenneth Ross Jr. Police Decertification Act would do just that. The bill addresses a legal loophole in a law called the Bain Act that makes it extremely difficult to hold officers accountable for illegal use of force. If passed, the new law will create a statewide decertification process to revoke the certification of an officer after they've been convicted of serious crimes or fired for misconduct. California is currently one of just 5 states in the country without a decertification process. State Senator Stephen Bradford is the author of the bill. He represents the 35th district in California, and he grew up right around the corner from Raleigh Park in Gardena, where Ross was killed.
Californians are urging us to pass meaningful and systemic reform that will improve the relationship between police and communities. These are officers who have abused their authority and violated public trust. And we all agree they must be held accountable. Last year's nationwide summer protests and calls for police reform haven't shown us anything. It is that Californians want more than just superficial change. Not only California, but the nation is ready for substantive change when it comes to law enforcement, especially when it comes to communities of color.
While the police killings of unarmed Black Americans have commanded national attention over the past several years, the officers accused rarely face serious punishment. It's also easy for an officer facing punishment or termination to move to a different city or state and join a different force. Assemblymember Rob Bonta from Oakland, a co-author of the bill, says it would address this loophole.
To this day, there is very little actually on the books to prevent an officer who commits serious misconduct from merely jumping from one department to another to avoid accountability. And this accountability gap in the law puts our communities at risk as officers who have a track record of violence and misconduct continue to be entrusted with the duty to protect and serve. So it's critical that California's police officers both meet the highest standards of conduct and have the trust of our communities.
If California had a decertification process to strip officers of their badges, those who are terminated due to misconduct would be prevented from getting rehired in other cities. The bill also aims to make it easier for victims of police violence to obtain justice. Under current laws, victims and their families have to prove that an officer intended to violate their civil rights before shooting them, a point that is nearly impossible to prove in court. For the people directly affected by police violence, these reforms have been long overdue. Fuzia Almaru is the mother of Kenneth Ross Jr., for whom the new bill is named. The details leading up to her son's death are still fresh in her memory.
The officer, Michael Robbins, was coming to the scene after something had already happened and murdered my son in cold blood, shot him in his back with an AR-15 military assault weapon. I'll never be the same. That's my eldest son out of 6 children. And to this day, it's very painful and hurtful. And this officer is still on the streets. I guess supposedly he retired, but he still was never held accountable for what he had did to my son.
Sponsor Stephen Bradford introduced a similar measure last year, but it languished in the Senate. If passed this time around, California would become the 46th state to create a decertification process to strip badges from violence-prone officers. Reporting for KPFA, I'm Sam Anderson.